Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 playbook for building that floor-shaking low end with urban echo energy, jungle attitude, and old-school DNB weight. In this lesson, we are keeping it simple but powerful. We are not trying to build the most complicated bass patch ever. We are building a bass that works with the drums, hits hard on a system, and still leaves space for the breakbeat to breathe. That is the whole game in jungle and old-school drum and bass. The bass is part of the groove, not just a low rumble underneath it. First things first, open a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly heavier, older feel, you can set a little lower, around 170 to 172, but 174 is a classic sweet spot. Keep the project clean. Create just a few tracks, drums, bass, atmosphere, and effects if you want them later. For now, we are focused on the drums and bass relationship. Before designing the bass, get a basic break or drum loop playing. This is important. In DNB, you do not design low end in a vacuum. You want to hear how it sits against real drum movement. You can use an immense style break, a chopped classic break in simpler, or even a simple kick and snare pattern if you are starting from scratch. If you load a break sample into simpler, you can use slice mode for quick edits or classic mode if you want to loop a specific section. Keep the drums fairly dry. We want clarity, not distraction. Now let's build the sub. On your bass track, load operator. Start with a sine wave. This is your foundation, the part that gives you the physical weight. Keep it simple. Set the oscillator low, usually one or two octaves down. Leave the filter off or very lightly low passed. The envelope should be quick and clean. You want the attack almost instant, the release short, and no long tail that muddies the groove. A good starting point is short notes, mainly in one octave, with just two or four notes in a phrase. In DNB, a simple line can hit harder than a busy one. A really useful beginner trick is to keep the sub mono. If needed, add utility after operator and set the width to 0%. That makes sure the lowest part of the bass stays centered and club safe. This is non-negotiable in this style. The sub needs to be stable and solid. Next, we add the character layer. This is your restyle mid-bass. You can duplicate the bass track or use an instrument rack and build a second chain. For this layer, try analog or wavetable. A nice old-school starting point is two slightly detuned saw waves. Not wildly detuned, just enough to create movement and grit. Then darken it with a filter. Add auto filter and bring the cutoff down so it sits out of the sub range. After that, add saturator for a little drive and finish with EQ8 and utility. The idea here is that the sub gives you the pressure, and the Reese layer gives you the attitude. If the sub is the punch in the chest, the Reese is the growl behind it. Keep the Reese layer high passed so it does not fight the sub. A good range to start with is somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. That keeps the dirty layer out of the deepest frequencies and lets the sine sub do its job. Now write a short bass phrase. Do not overthink it. Think in two bar loops. Start with a note on beat 1. Leave space. Then answer the break with another note. In jungle and old school DNB, call and response is huge. One hit, a pause, then another hit can feel much more powerful than constant notes. Pay attention to note length too. Short stabs, short holds, and little gaps before snare hits can make the groove feel way more alive. A tiny rest before a big snare can make the next bass note slam harder, without any extra processing. If you want a good beginner approach, use only two or three notes at first. Tune them to the key of your track early. Even a basic line feels stronger when the root note matches the tune. If you are not sure, choose one central note and build around it instead of just dropping random low notes. Now let's bring in movement. Add auto filter to the Reese layer or to the bass group. You do not need huge EDM style sweeps. Keep it subtle. Maybe the filter starts a little closed and opens slightly over the course of the drop. Or maybe it shifts a little during a fill. Small changes make a repetitive bass line feel alive without sounding overprocessed. You can automate the cutoff from around 250 Hz up toward 1.2 kHz if you want a more obvious movement, but for a first pass, keep it modest, just enough to feel the energy change. Now shape the tone with EQ and control the stereo image. On the sub, keep it clean. Cut any unnecessary rumble below 20 to 30 Hz if needed. On the Reese layer, high pass it and clean out any boxy area around 200 to 400 Hz if the sound gets cloudy. If there is harshness, take a little out around 1.5 to 4 kHz. And remember, anything below roughly 120 Hz should stay firmly centered. Use mono checks early. If your bass changes a lot in mono, it is too dependent on stereo width. Now add some saturation for that gritty urban character. Saturator is your friend here. Use it gently. A few dB of drive can help the bass speak on smaller speakers and give it that rough, system-friendly edge. Turn soft clip on if needed, and keep the output level honest so you are not tricked by louder volume. The idea is not to make the bass fuzzy or destroyed. The idea is to add harmonics so it translates better across headphones, cars, and club systems. At this point, group your bass elements and do a little bus shaping if needed. A light glue compressor can help hold things together, but keep it subtle. You are not crushing the life out of the patch. Maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, nothing extreme. The point is to keep the bass stable. Then balance everything against the drums. This is where the real DNB discipline comes in. The snare has to crack through. The break transients need to stay clear. The kick should not fight the sub. And the bass should feel heavy without taking over the whole mix. A good trick is to lower the bass until it feels almost too quiet, then bring it back up just enough that the room starts moving again. Heavy DNB bass is often cleaner and slightly less loud than beginners expect. Once the patch feels good, resample a short 2-bar phrase to audio. This is where you can start working more like classic jungle producers. Audio gives you more hands-on control. You can cut the bass into pieces, mute a note, reverse a tail before a fill, or create small arrangement tricks that make the loop feel alive. That sample culture approach is a big part of the old-school feel. Try thinking in phrases. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are minimal, then bars 3 and 4 bring in the Reese layer. Then maybe you pull it back again for contrast. That on-off behavior is very important in this style. Heavy moments feel heavier when there is space before them. A few common mistakes to avoid. Do not make the sub wide, do not drown the low end in distortion, do not let bass notes overlap the snare too much, and do not overcomplicate the patch. One clean sub and one dirty layer is enough to start. Keep the master from clipping while you build, and leave headroom. Also, if the bass feels lazy or smeared, shorten the release. Too much release can blur the groove and make the low end step on the drums. Here is a great mini practice challenge. Set the tempo to 174, load a breakbeat, build a sine sub and operator, duplicate it or add a second analog layer for Reese tone, high pass the Reese, add a little saturator drive, and write a 2-bar bass phrase with only 2 to 4 notes. Make one note short, one note longer, leave one gap, and automate the filter slightly. Then bounce it to audio and listen in mono. If it still feels heavy and clear when quiet, you are on the right track. For darker and heavier DNB, remember this. Contrast is power. Bass in, bass out, bass back stronger. A tiny octave jump at the end of a phrase can add a classic jungle answer. A filtered version of the bass for a few bars can make the full weight version feel massive when it returns. And a short drum fill before the bass comes back can make even a simple line feel like a proper drop. The big idea here is that DNB bass does not need to be complicated to be effective. It needs to be tight, disciplined, and rhythmically smart. Clean sub, gritty mid layer, mono low end, short phrases, and smart arrangement movement. Get those pieces working together, and you will have a bass foundation that shakes the floor and locks with the break the way old school jungle is supposed to.